Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
What's up, everybody? It's the Morning Shake Run Back for you Thursday, the 14th of March, 2020.
Four.
What a good show it was today.
Oh, man, what a great show it was. Man, the weather, though, that's the thing that's been...
You know what? I like this weather.
I like it when we're in here, but I think about the people that are out there feeling it. If you're walking out there with your umbrella, with your raincoat, shame. I mean, poor you, sorry.
Stink one, pink one.
Oh, man, we have been pushing the boundaries every time once we get to the spicy hour.
Oh, the spice hour's good
you
today.
You know, man, we drop a few subliminals.
See, that's the thing with me and Riggs. If you're into the Marvel Easter eggs, you can kind of... There's times when me and Regan say things that go over a lot of people's heads. And it's not inside jokes. You just have to kind of like...
Read between the lines.
And put your mind in the gutter.
The other thing that I enjoy about, dabbling in the dangerous side of the jokes with Tim is that we keep a straight face the entire time.
Yeah.
It's like...
We look at each other.
And then we're like, oh, what you got? Okay. Oh, okay.
Is that where we're going? Is that where the blood's rushing to your head, is it?
As soon as we activate, and then we just go from there. No, you can't hear us breaking character when no one's laughing or saying, oh,
yeah, we're good like that.
Or like, oh, sorry, it's like, yeah.
We keep going, carry on with the
Because
we know if we start reacting to it, then that's when we get the...
That's when people start complaining, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard what you two said.
You guys were talking about penises.
You guys were talking about bull bags, weren't you?
Yeah. No, we weren't.
You were talking about erections. Maybe I was.
Maybe I wasn't.
Never know.
But you weren't here.
You will never know because I didn't break character.
You weren't here in the studio to see me do my hand actions of the basket weave, were you? No, you weren't. So shut up.
Oh, see how many you can count as you listen to the show.
Yeah, put it on. If you can catch one, honestly. Put it on your Instagram stories or like screen record, whatever, and we'll tell you if you caught one or not. It's like a Pokemon, man. You got to catch them all.
Wow.
Yep. Just like herpes.
Just like the STDs. Yep.
You got to catch them all.
Damn.
Take your times.
You haven't known until you're known.
Yep. See, we wouldn't say just like your STDs on the show.
No.
But if I say got to catch them all, I'll look at Regan. And then he'll say something like.
I said I would have caught a few in Hamilton.
Yeah, and I'll say, man, I've gonosaurus. I mean, Bulbasaurus, sorry, that was my bad. You see what I'm saying? That's the beauty of me and Riggs.
Oh my God.
You can't copy that shit.
No, you can't replicate the mana we've been trying to tell y'all, man.
Mana.
You're only getting it here, bro.
Yeah, this is the only place you'll get it. This is the only place you'll get it.
Oh, man. But yeah, stay safe out there, fam.
Yeah, enjoy your day, everyone. If you want to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM, Tāmaki, Makaurau, everywhere else, it's iHeartRadio, or you can catch us at PMN.co.nz. We'll catch you guys later, eh?
See ya.
Running amok, the Morning Shack with Tim, Riggs and Gabby.
Ooh-wee! Good morning, everybody, for this Thursday, the 14th of March, 2020. Fo, everybody. It is the Morning Shack. It is Tim and Riggs today. Riggs is stuck in the traffic, and the traffic is rough out there. So please be careful out there on the roads this morning. If you are going into work, it's getting busy out here earlier and earlier now. I think there's a lot of roadworks going on, but I hope everybody is feeling good for this Thursday. We are closer and closer to the weekend, and the Morning Shack is here to bring the enjoyment to your journey to work. Today on the show, we've got the Royal Court. We've got that coming up as well. We'll get the out of the news. I'm going to be talking a little bit about Drake, okay? Because we all know that Drake is full of toxic things, toxic events in his life. There's one in particular that he just gets his mate in there. But I hope everybody's good. For the Song Survivor today, we are talking about raining. Hopefully it doesn't rain today. But if you do have a song that has rain in it, we are looking for an extra one for the audience to be a part of everything. Okay, let's get back to, hopefully Regan's here before I have to do the hotty. I don't want to do the hotty song by myself. It wouldn't be the same without my bro.
Aww.
I said that their traffic was hearty.
I'll tell you something, guys. If you guys are, this is your morning traffic report. If you guys are heading into town from Takanini, And there's a little bit of a crash going on there.
See, be careful out there.
Be careful out there, man. The weather is crazy, and you know what? Take your time. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
That's all I have to say. Anyways, I am freezing. I walked into this building, cold as ice. Ghosts all around here, aren't they? What do we got for today's hot
always in one, my friend. We've got some Hootie and the Blowfish today. Reese.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Hey, hey.
The voice. This dude's voice cracks me up, bro.
You and me. You're like the lamp I make when I look at other girls. You make me crazier, and they never whine. I'm such a baby, man, the dolphin make me cry. And there's nothing I can do. I'm looking for my guy, yo.
My boy Dills.
Sitting on the friends.
My bro Dills and Seymour. Good morning, everybody. You know what we're doing, man. We catching up. What did everybody get up to after work?
What'd you get up to, eh?
Oh, man.
Riggs, you had a busy day yesterday, didn't you?
Quite a busy day. Yeah, half and half. What did I do? You know, after we hit, so we went to the car park and then we were about to go out to breathe. I was sitting in my car just, you know, scrolling around, dropping off a few messages and that. Next thing, guess who I saw?
Who did you see?
Louis. First time I seen that guy in ages. So where have you been? And he's like, I've been sick. Shut the hell up.
You've been sick, eh?
Yeah, I said, what? Yeah. Sick of work.
Sick of emailing. Because he never emailed us.
And so yeah, had a quick catch up with that thing, see what he's been up to and all that jazz. And then after that, cruised off to out west to go catch up with one of my other bros. And then I was there till about 1 o'clock.
Sheesh.
Yappa yappa. Talking away and then catching up and then cruised back home and just laxed it out pretty much. I went and bought me a goody goody gumdrops tub of goody goody gumdrops ice cream.
You're treating yourself.
I only found 3 lollies in the damn tub. I haven't eaten the whole thing, but I'm pretty close. And I only found 3.
And they're so much more expensive now.
What the hell, man?
They're not $5 for the tubs anymore. They're
I'm not buying it for the ice cream flavor. I'm buying it for the little lollies. And they're not even there.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Disrespectful.
You're cheating us out there, guys. Anyways, that was my day. What did you get up to, bro?
I went down to the Waikato.
Went down and
did a shoot down there. Man, I was tired. Man, they need to fix them damn roads on the way back to from Hamilton to...
What's going on?
Just like roadworks everywhere. That roadworks has been there pretty much longer than the Takanini ones.
Actually, come to think about it. Yeah.
Takanini turnoff just got fixed up and now you've gone down there and ruined the roads down there on both sides too.
It's like lane extension. Okay, we're going to do another lane extension. Now we're going to do another one.
It's funny, like, why don't you just do 2 at the same time? Just do 2 lane extensions.
And now we're going to make another expressway for you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we appreciate it, but damn it, you're doing the too damn slow.
Shut it down.
What time did you get back?
Man, we left Hamilton at about 2:30. We didn't get back till about 5:30.
What the hell?
It's just because of that. Normally it'd be like an hour, but nope. But it was a good shoot down there with the Chiefs.
How the boys looking?
They were awesome. They're good. I don't know how they're looking rugby-wise, but being on camera-wise, they were amazing.
No scraps.
No scraps, not yet. I forgot about that. I should have brought that up. Stop fighting each other.
Hey, no fighting. No fighting.
No, you keep your hands to yourself.
You're going in the corner.
You never thought you needed to know until you heard it from me and the bro.
Dry?
Yeah. Okay, we're talking about Drake today.
Oy.
Drake, he's on a bit of a world tour at the moment. He's going actually, he's just an American tour going around here, and he's calling it Slime Fest.
What's he calling it?
Slime Fest.
Slime Fest.
Yep, so the first one took place in Nashville, and he's getting weirder and weirder every time.
He's from Texas, I think. His dad's from Texas, I think. Houston, sorry. Yeah. Carry on. What's it weird about him?
So he's like getting people on stage and just sliming them, just gunging them.
Damn, bro, like, you would have been a great What Now host once upon a time.
So he'll get people on. He'll be like, he's been quoted as saying, "I'm sorry, my brother. I love you. I'll get back to you on another time, but you gotta get slimed." And then he pushes a big button, and then it slimes the person, it's just the fan. Just slimes him. Sits on a chair and just slimes him.
I feel like some of the fans are down with it.
Oh man, this person's loving it.
I did not come to a Drake concert to get slimed. I wore my best outfit for you, bro. And now look.
Now I'm just getting slimed, but hey. If you can sort me out with some OVO gears, I'm happy. I'm a happy man. But that's not even the weirdest part.
Tell me more, bro.
Okay, he has a song out called For My Dogs.
For My Dogs.
Okay, it's coming. It came out last year, I think. Yes. For all the dogs. Okay, so while he's singing this song, he brings out a dog.
Okay.
And it's a big dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge one. Comes up to his, like maybe his thigh.
Mastiff.
Yes. Yep. Something like that. I don't know.
Great Dane.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That one. But, the dog comes out. But it's not even a dog. It's a person in a dog outfit.
Oh, no.
I want to play this for you.
Okay, so holy heck.
We're having a look. The dog outfit's there. It looks like a dog. It's almost like a wolf. And then he puts it in a little thing, and you can see that he's just waving his hands around.
Damn, that dog straight. It's a anamorphed.
Big, yeah, and then and then right now we're watching the guy. He's
this guy looks so sad, man.
He's just exhausted. Like,
this is my life now.
Yeah,
so, he's on the anamorph buzz. He turned back to human.
Yeah, it's really strange. Why couldn't he just get an actual dog or something?
Oh man, this concert sounds like very, very. I don't know. He's trying to be artistic with it, ain't?
Meander, bro.
And Drake.
Drake. We're talking about Drake.
Damn.
Okay, so Drake is he's on the warpath with his little slime tour that he's doing, Slime Fest.
Doing the most. Hey, yeah. doing the most.
That's his thing though. He does just do extra. He's an extra guy.
He's just doing way too much.
Yeah. So right now he's got this bit on For My Dogs, For All the Dogs.
For All the Dogs.
One of the songs. He brings out a dog, but it's not actually a dog, it's a man.
In a suit.
In a dog suit.
And the dude just looks hella depressed.
Yeah, he's like, damn,
is this what my life is, man? 50 grand per concert just to dress like this?
I'm just over it.
He don't even look like one of his mates. It just looks like he just was like an intern or something like that. Like, hey, you, get over here, jump in here.
Jump in this hot suit in the middle of everyone and just stand next to me. Stand by my feet.
Hey, you,
over here.
Heel.
No. Yep, stay there, stay. Now come on.
Sick him. Sick him, dog.
Come here, boy. So, yeah, it just got me thinking, hey, there's some some weird things that people have seen at concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And could be in the crowd.
Oh, I'll tell you, man, the amount of things I've seen in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, man.
This is one thing that I always crack up at, is when females pull up their T-shirt and show
disgusting
their chest region.
Disgusting.
Firstly, that person on the stage can't even see you.
Mm.
And if anyone takes a video of you, that's planted forever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a bit crazy, get a bit wild. But, sometimes you need to pull it back a bit. That's your T-shirt, by the way. Pull it down a bit.
Pull it down. That's someone's daughter.
Yeah.
That's someone's sister.
Yeah.
Someone's cousin.
Yeah.
Stop looking.
Come on. Yeah.
Just look to the side. Hope my missus is listening.
What about you, bro? What have you seen out there?
Man, what did I see? I was at Big Day Out one time when that was a thing.
Mm.
And man, it was some, I think it was like The Killers or something. I'm not into that stuff,
yeah.
But I had to be around.
man, they were trash.
Yeah.
And then nobody was cheering and they started blaming it on the crowd. Like, you guys suck.
It's a you problem.
You guys suck, man. Get in it.
Come on, like, man, guys.
You guys, no, it's a you guys suck.
No, it's you're the problem, mate. Yeah. All right, you're killing my buzz. That's why you're the killers.
Best concert you've ever been to?
Best concert I have ever been to. Damn, you're putting me on the spot. I'm going to have to go Drake.
You went to Drake?
Yeah, oh, actually, I'll go Drake. I mean, I've seen him once. You know what? I take that back. I'll go Rapture. Oh, Rapture yes. got to be one of the greatest concerts of all time. That's Eminem, J. Cole, Action Bronson, and David Dallas was also on that lineup as well. Yeah, what about you, bro? What's your top
Scribe.
Tier? Scribe?
Scribe in the middle of this hysteria that was...
During the time when he was...
Right in the middle.
At his peak.
Crusader just came out.
Damn, bro.
It was at Mount Smart.
That would have been crazy.
It was nuts, man.
Damn.
It was crazy. People were... This is like right on when...
Not Many Would Have Kissed came out. And number one, sitting popping. At number one. Yeah.
And I was right in the middle of the crowd. And man, Scribe was the... Hey... He's probably still the man. I haven't seen him perform in a long time.
Been a minute, but damn, bro.
Damn, dude was rolling.
Like those international artists would have felt like, you know, that's the vibes you would have been getting.
For that Out of Our News, we're talking about concerts. What's the best? What's the worst ones you've been to? What are ones that have just been disappointing?
Yes, indeed. Got a whole bunch of texts to get through. Just for kicks in here. It says, best concerts were Soulfest in Brisbane. The lineup was crazy, like D'Angelo, Common, Maxwell, and Music Soul Child.
What a lineup.
Yeah, the best was Stevie Wonder came to New Zealand and shouted out to my parents as well.
Wow.
As they introduced me to Stevie. Wow. Worst concerts are the ones that I don't go to.
It's good on you, Just for Kicks. Wow.
Hey, you can tell, bro. You can tell you're a concert connoisseur.
Yeah, Stevie. Man, I'll tell you what, Stevie shouting you out. Ooh, I introduced to Stevie.
Too bad he doesn't know what you look like.
Yeah, he'd be like, hey. Man, we could. Like, can't wait to see you. I mean, here. Oh man,
hey, see you later. Oh damn,
Susie Kedda didn't come out. See you, see you. Oh man, someone said the best concerts I've ever been to was when Nelly rolled his eyes back in his head.
Damn, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that video. He was having a great time backstage. I'm assuming.
Yeah, man.
It was all a dream
over and over again. I can't take it. The Undertaker.
Damn, he was doing the Undertaker right there. Some people giving some local ones as well. Homeland, someone said, was one of the best festivals they've been to, one of the local ones. And also, Nisian Vibes was another one that people put through as well.
Someone's texted through, one of the best performers I've ever seen live is Sam V.
Talk to May Kang.
Man, I agree.
You know what, sometimes he's showing off. That's the part that I start getting annoyed at. You're just too good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you better settle down there.
Calm it down, bro. Why are you lying on the ground and your t-shirt's off?
Hey.
We get it, you're good looking, you can sing, you got a good body.
Just don't faint again.
Oh, is the Sam V art coming back?
Oh, man. Just stop fainting. That's all we want to know.
Damn.
Stop fainting on and stop falling off your computer screen. Whatever the hell that is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. And you know what? I was scrolling around on TikTok yesterday, and I came across this video, and it kind of got me thinking. It's something that we really don't necessarily think about a lot, but it got me, like, I was like, man, this thing is really working my brain cells at the moment.
Okay.
And so the person was talking about, what side of the bed do you sleep on, you know, if you're in a relationship, right? And then it left me with a question. The last thing that they said was, does your partner even like sleeping on that side of the bed?
Ah.
And then I was like, because I was lying next to my missus, and then I was like, I put the phone down and I was like, babe, do you like sleeping on that side of the bed? And then she was like, not really. And then I was like, wait, hold on. Because I've been sleeping on this side of the bed for years.
Okay.
I've been like, that's been me for
Let's go.
A very,
I haven't
very
seen
long time.
One. We're going to go 3, 2, 1. We're going to do the same. Let's see if it's the same.
Okay, you ready?
Three, two, one. Right side.
Oh,
you're a lefty.
My left side.
I'm a righty. Maybe that's it. Maybe we're supposed to be sleeping together. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Sheesh. Damn, I didn't know when, where did that come from? Sheesh.
That was a joke, by the way.
Yeah.
And then I said to my missus, okay, well, how come you haven't said anything? Like, how come you never, like, talked about it? And she's like, oh, no, just, I don't know. I just let you get to sleep on your side, your favourite side of the bed. And then she's like, oh, and plus, like, when I sleep on that side, like, I didn't get much Wi-Fi signal. And I was like,
oh, that's smart.
I was like, oh, okay. But, yes, it did get me thinking, you know, what side of the bed do you sleep on? I've got some results here of, like, what does it mean for the side of the bed that you sleep on as well.
So there's been scientific...
Yeah, what does it mean if you're sleeping on this side of the bed? I've just been looking this up. It's been mind-boggling for me. We're talking all about what side of the bed do you sleep on. I saw this TikTok video and I was like, they're like, oh, what side of the bed do you sleep on versus what side of the bed does your partner sleep on? And then the video left with a question, does your partner even like to sleep on that side of the bed? I asked my missus, like, do you like sleep? Because I sleep on the left side of the bed, and I said, you know, do you like sleeping on the right side of the bed? And she's like, actually, I don't, actually. We've been sleeping on the same bed for the last 3 years at our new place in Pukie. And I'm pretty sure I was sleeping on the left-hand side when we were staying in Fielding as well. You're a righty, right?
Yeah, I'm a righty. But good on your missus for being honest.
Yeah.
And saying, no, I don't like it, but I do it for you.
Those are the things that we don't even think about, you know? It's like, do you even like sleeping on your side of the bed? We need two single beds. That's what we need.
Man. Yeah.
That way you can have, you know, you get to sleep on the left-hand side of the bed, and I get to sleep on the left side of the bed as well.
And then you pull them together.
Yeah.
And when it's time.
When you want to catch up.
Yeah, when you want to have a good, intimate little catch up, seeing how the day's been going, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, well, according to research, okay, people who sleep on the left-hand side of the bed are likely to be more cheerful than the right side of the counterpart. And you know what? That explains a lot, because when I walk in here, I come with a grateful glow, and then every time Tim's in here, he's already here before me.
Yeah, I'm like, not this guy again. not being late again.
Oh, this guy. I've been here sitting here for the last 15, 20 minutes.
What jokes have we got now? Tell us a joke, brother.
Oh, I got to sit with this guy for 4 hours now. Oh, my God. Talking pillow talk at the moment. Getting into some pillow talk.
Mm-hmm.
What side of the bed do you sleep on? Do you even like sleeping on that side of the bed? Why is it? Okay, studies have shown that if you sleep on the left-hand side of the bed, that means that you are being a bit more joyful, apparently.
Here's one. There's a one that came through there. It's actually funny, but this is Eli. Eli says, my missus always sleeps next to the wall. And I always sleep on the open side. Just so I can roll off early in the morning and get to work. That's very logical.
That's the other thing, was that a lot of the males choose to sleep on the open side because it's almost like a protective thing.
Mm.
You know, your missus sleeps close to that side of the wall, and you're supposed to sleep closer to the door because, you know, intruders or anything like that.
Yeah, first to...
Yeah. And if you're cheating on your partner, then, you know, you're the first one to just jump out the window. They're closest to the window. Hey.
Triple threes have come through.
What do you got?
With the goods, as always.
Oh, no.
You know, he's a Hall of Famer, is our triple threes. I sleep on the left side, only because that's the crib side.
I think that's why I sleep on the left side.
Oh, you reckon?
Then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Triple threes, I hope you're waking up, you know, because it says left side, you're waking up more joyful. And I've got another here, last text to wrap everything on up. Says, wife sleeps on the right side, helps her breathe better, apparently. Oh!
Okay, here's a controversial one.
All right.
Do you sleep away from your missus? Like, you know, like face in or face out?
I sleep away.
Yeah, I do too.
Both of us do. We just...
I do, yeah.
I think my missus don't like my breath. So yeah. She rolls her on the other side.
I don't know why.
And I'm trying to protect my missus.
I don't know why, like, face together is like a thing.
I don't know either.
I don't think it actually is.
And I don't think you can cuddle for that long.
No. That's a
get
myth.
The hell off my arm, man.
That's a
I'm
myth.
Trying to sleep.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my... Hey, thanks. Someone texts you. Tell Eli he doesn't have a missus. Oh, sad.
Oh, wow.
Sad to the bro, Eli. She's... You know, some people are into rain.
I like the rain. Yeah. I'm just saying when we're out there driving, that's where it gets a bit cray-cray.
That's when people go, ooh!
And you know what? Shout out to all the people who are working out there in the civils, you know, out there doing all the road works and doing all the telco stuff and digging holes and all that. You guys are the real OGs.
It's good that you bring that up, Regan, because there's been some stuff in the news lately around workplace relations. The workplace relation minister, Brooke Van Velden. All right, if you know her, she's the one that...
Come on, man.
Educate
the people.
Okay, so there was a debate last year, and Clovis Swarbrick straight up dominated.
Smoked her, eh?
Straight up. It was Shaquille O'Neal dunked on her.
Damn, smoky smoke.
Anyway, so she's involved of, like, workplace relations, right? She has put out into the news that she wants to decrease the amount of work and safety in your workplace.
What?
To save money.
She has said... This is crazy, bro.
I know. She said that the cost of training for health and safety has been a prohibitive to increasing staff. So she's like, nah, we don't want to teach you how to be safe.
We just want more staff working. Is that the giveaway and the takeaways?
Yeah. So they said, like, after the Pike River Mine disaster that happened, the government... Labour government put a lot of red tape, she calls it, in there, which is actually crazy to think.
You know what?
We don't want you to get injured, but we don't want you to have days off. Oh, the other thing too, Regan.
Add.
She's putting that to half the sick days from everyone.
What we get? If we get 14 sick days or anything?
It's a 20. 10 days. Down to 20. 10.
Oh, yeah. Down to 10.
They want to bring it down to 10.
Oh, my gosh. Man, this is off the new government.
The new government, yeah.
This is crazy.
And another thing they want to scrap is some of the public holidays.
Oh, man, these guys are good.
They want to, yeah, I know.
They're good. You guys are good.
Yeah, she's getting in there.
Damn.
So they're looking at Matariki, maybe moving that to just the Saturday.
Take the school kids' lunches and take away our damn holidays. So Matariki's going in the bin there again.
So she cited that minimum wage increase can only happen if Matariki as a public holiday is taken and also taken away some of your sick leave entitlements.
Man, this is the world we're living in. It's crazy.
So you know what? We're going to fight the power.
Oh.
We're going to fight the power, and I am going to give you some tips how to maximize those annual leave.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to help the people because I'm the people's champ.
You're here for the people, man.
And I'm here to help the people fight that system.
Prime Minister Timmy!
Shaq's absolutely out the gate. Things are happening in our government.
Oh, my gosh. When you thought, you know, the school lunches were bad enough, they go and do something else, eh?
I saw the school lunch yesterday when I was doing my shoot. Absolutely brilliant.
No wastage whatsoever. Nah,
and these kids, you know, they need food.
And they appreciate it too.
Yeah. Unlike some people, they want to take away our public holidays.
Well, the Pro-Vise Party is here to help you.
Yes.
And the leader of the party has come to, you know, got some tricks up his sleeve.
Fight the power.
Fight the power. What do you stand for there, Mayor Timmy?
Now, listen, we can't do nothing about them taking away the public holidays, you know, if they want to take it away, but fight it back. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you some tips to maximize your annual leave.
Tell me more.
So we've got coming up soon, we've got Easter, okay? 29th of March is Good Friday.
Yeah.
If you take the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, and you use 4 days, turns into 10 days. Okay? Because then you'll get a 10-day, because you'll get the 29th is the Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Easter Monday.
Yeah. Four days.
You got 4 days
already.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you take those other 4 days, that goes the whole week, and then you have 2 days on the weekend. Boom! In your face!
I'm out of here, bro. I'm out of here.
So that's 4 days for 10.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know how you can get 4 days for another 9, brother? Anzac Day.
Damn.
You need to book that annual leave. You better get... Hey, if you're driving, pull over. Put this down. Write this down, please.
Yeah, you need to take what dates off?
Yep. You take the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th of April off.
Yeah.
And then you take the 26th of April. So you get Anzac Day the whole week. You get Anzac Day. Then you get the Friday, and then you get the Saturday, Sunday. Boom.
Look at that. For the cost of a few days, you could have yourself 2 weeks.
All right. You know, there's other ones. If you need some more, let me know. I'll send you all the cheat codes.
That was Timmy right there from the Pro-Vise Party.
Yep. Christmas.
Oh.
3 days for 10 days.
Oh.
You want to know how?
Give me it.
Take your 2 days annual on the 23rd and the 24th. Boom. Then you get those 2 days off. Then you use one on the 27th. You get that whole 10 days off.
Look at
thank
this.
You. You're welcome, by the way, everybody.
You're welcome.
Using that annual leave. Using it up.
using it up. And you know what? Using up your sick leave, because there could be a time when we cut our sick days down from 20 to 10.
Bro, this is a true story. My mum, my mother, she has 4 months of sick leave. Because it just accumulates,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 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 it just rolls over.
So, like, she, you know, she's starting to, you know, come to the end and retire.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
just like, she's like, oh, no, I don't want to use it. Like, yo, that's your tax money. You better pay, you better take that.
You better claim that.
You better pretend right now. You better get a cough all of a sudden.
Come on, man.
Oh, you want me, hey, I'll hurt your toe. Hey. Say that you've hit it on the...
Any transfers? Any transfers?
See, that's the thing. That's not...
Yeah. Auntie, send us over some sick days.
She was... Yeah, now she is. So if some of her work colleagues are there, she's sick at the moment.
Yeah.
She's not. She's on the couch.
She's legit sick, all right?
She's playing Fortnite.
She's playing Fortnite with the boys.
She's not.
She's been up all night playing Fortnite with the boys. Oh, man.
We've had someone text on through. And this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to get some stories of using this annual to your advantage.
Yes.
Here we go. I took my kids on a family vacation to Samoa for 5 weeks. We left beginning of April and returned in May. See?
That's what I mean. You get massive time extension.
That's exactly what it is. Using the Easter and the Anzac was a blessing, allowed us to enjoy Samoa, and as it was my baby's first time, and they loved it.
Oh, how good. This is what I'm talking about, team. And you know what? All of these holidays are just around the corner. Yeah. Okay? 2 weeks away, so start planning. Get and them. Also, start planning your...
Yeah, long game.
Long game, baby. Yeah. You know how it goes. Yes, and you never want to be missing out when it comes to the royal court.
Order.
This is the time where we get to sue people. Specifically, anybody. You have to put a name to it. Not just like people who do this and this. We want that specific name. I want to sue Gordon for blah, 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 blah. Okay. We've got Judge Butch in the house. How are you feeling there?
Feeling quite good to be back.
Ah, yes. We did miss out on you.
No, last week I was here, but that British guy came.
Yes, he was mocking us, wasn't he?
He was mocking my accent.
Was.
It's because I sound more like Jason Statham than anything else.
Well, today's theme is all about the hospital. Who do you want to sue at the hospital? Specifically, the hospital waiting rooms. There's a lot of debacle and a lot of shenanigans that goes on in this room. And therefore, we want you to get your court documents and get ready to sue these specific people.
Yeah.
Okay? We're going to get back to, you know, putting our documents together. But when we hear from you, text on 3-4-6-6, the keyword check, and who you would like to sue in the hospital waiting room.
We can't wait.
I can't wait to get into this one, George Bush.
You can call me that if you want to.
So Judge Butch.
Judge Butch. Is my name, and putting people in jail is my game.
And now it is time for us to head to the Royal Court. I hope you have all your court documents ready as we present them to Judge Butch.
Yeah.
And so today's theme is all about who you would like to sue at the hospital waiting rooms. Now, there's a lot of shenanigans that go on in the waiting room as you're waiting to be seen from the doctor or the nurses. And so if you've got a bit of a story to tell about someone you'd like to specifically sue with the name, text on through to 466. Keyword is Shaq. Now, I would like to begin this hearing off by suing my uncle.
Oh, what happened?
My uncle, Louis. Not this Louis here.
I knew he was young.
No.
Oh, no.
I have another Louis, and he is my uncle as well. And I would like to sue this guy because he took my grandma to the hospital the other day, and my grandma was a bit distraught and was a little bit getting anxious,
yeah,
because one thing he couldn't stop doing at the waiting room was pacing up and down, walking around up and down the corridor, walking around to the receptionist desk, sitting down, walking back up and down. It was giving my grandma anxiety because she was like, should I be panicking? Why is my son doing that? And it just gave my grandma such, you know, a bit of a panic attack. Because we had my uncle who looked like he was more stressed for the results than my grandma was.
Oh.
It's not about you, Uncle Louis.
No.
Okay? You cut it out. What is the verdict on that one?
You're going to jail.
Oh, me?
You should have taken her. Well, what were you doing, eh? You and Uncle Louis.
I was at the bar. I was at the pub.
Well, you're going to the cells.
Oh, damn.
Get in the cells.
How? What?
I'm in a bad mood today.
Damn. Okay. What about Uncle Louis? Does he get a sentence?
No. Oh, no. Yes, he does. You're going in there too, Uncle Louis?
Putting my grandma in such a panic state.
Settle down. It's not about you.
It's not about you.
Nah. Okay. I've got somebody that's done a little telegraph.
Oh.
Sent one over.
Who? Whom?
This one is to a nurse called Stephen. That works at a hospital that I don't want to say.
Don't mention.
Unprofessional behaviour.
Mm.
Gossiping to another nurse in front of me. Kind of want to know who's been going out with who. I don't want to know who's put their photos on the iPad.
I don't want to know who's got a rash on their bum.
Yeah.
Down in Ward 44. Yeah. Hmm? Mm. That's confidential information.
Yeah.
Why are you leaking it? And that's not from the bum, that is.
Yeah, that's bit of leakage here and there.
It's from the lips.
Yeah. Which lips?
It's from the nurse's lips, from the other patients.
Oh, whose lips? I should have said my
way. Yes, yes.
Had another one here.
Mm.
I had a nurse come up to me and said, "Hey, you need to brush your teeth."
Oh, my gosh.
It's not healthy.
Wow. Are you
I'm here. He said, "I was in for a knee operation." What has that got to do with my teeth?
I did not know I was at the dentist.
Check.
We're just wrapping up at the rural court, making a lot of people cry. Today's theme is all about the hospital, more specifically, the waiting room. We have Judge Butch in the house.
Yes, that's me.
Hear ye, hear ye. Hey, okay.
Everybody, please remain seated.
Now, we have sued a few people around the ways, but we need to get some more court documents in the house to sue some people in the hospital.
Here's a text that came through.
Ah.
I want to sue my Uncle Stephen.
Oh, another Stephen. No, Stephen is a common name.
My Uncle Steve.
Yo, Stevie.
Always going live on his cell phone at the hospital. Now is not the time, my friend.
Nana's on her deathbed.
We don't need that.
And, you know, you're just going on live on TikTok Live asking for gifts for Nan's funeral.
We don't need lions and galaxies. We need prayers.
We need prayers. And stop telling people to put away to your Give a Little page as well.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's your own personal bank account you put there.
Yeah, you liar.
You're liar.
Lying. You're going to the cells.
Yes. Someone's also texted on through, my auntie for abusing the nurses. Oh, you're in the bin.
Yeah.
The nurses are working their butts off and getting paid very, very minimum wages here.
You're trying
more than they just, you know, they should be getting a lot more than they deserve, sorry.
Yes.
And so, yes, do not abuse the nurses. They're doing what they can.
Mm.
Cut it out.
Here's another one.
Mm.
My cousin would come in with his poor hygiene and mess everything up. I'm trying to get healthier here. I'm not trying to get your bacteria all up in my business.
Oh, my gosh. Can someone also throw my Uncle George in the bin as well, please, because he always kicks my nana off the bed and lies in her hospital bed. How dare you do that, George?
She's going for a walk. All right, I'm going to
have a lie down. I'm going to have a little lie down in her bed.
No, you're not.
Cut it out.
Also, this is one from, I think, Regan.
Ah.
Don't come and visit me and eat all my food.
I remember when a specific person did that in this room. Just came here, didn't even talk to me. Just ate my food and left.
It was great food, by the way. Just going to put that out there.
The last one to wrap everything on up. Someone said, talking loud on the phone.
No, none of that.
We don't want to hear any of your conversations, all right? Thank you very much.
Just get a bit toxic.
Mm.
I want to know, we're going to make a list of the most toxic beverages that you see somebody having. It's not like what it tastes like.
No.
It's if you see somebody drinking this, you know for damn sure to stay away from that person. And if they come over, they go, "Oi, what's your number?" You just go, No. You're drinking that. I'm not a fan of that.
Are you drinking that? That's a red flag for me.
It's a red flag, toxicity.
This is the toxicity, man.
Okay, here we go. Toxicity. Number one, Woodstocks.
Damn, you're going Woodstocks?
I'm going Woodies.
Like, see somebody drinking Woodstocks.
If I see you drinking Woodstock out of a can at a place.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Judgy.
I'm judging right now. I'm like, hey.
Judgy.
You could have gone.
Yeah.
Just a bourbon and cola.
Yeah.
But nah, I want a Woodstock.
Put it in a glass at least.
I want it now.
Damn.
And I'm going to drink it out of that tin can.
Okay? Black and silver.
Bro.
Black and silver's got me going.
The Woodstock's crossed off the list. Number one for your list, right?
What you got, Riggs?
I'm going lime red.
Oh,
I'm
no.
going for the fat bottle, the big fat
ass
bottle. Yeah, the crate one. That's where, if I see you drinking one of those, and you hella fine, but you got one of those big ass bottles, crossed off the list, because I know once you have a few more of those glass bottles going on my head.
Listen, I'm the opposite, man. I see that, get turned on.
Oh, damn.
The blood gets rushing.
Yeah, the blood rushes
to the important areas. And I think to myself, you're down with it.
Yeah?
You're down with the click right there.
Ah, man. I look at that damn girl. She's drinking that thing. I'm like, damn, she gonna bottle me.
All right, I'm going to the opposite direction, okay, as well. What about, like, especially in the females, when they have the ones with the little umbrellas in it? I'm not...
Too fancy or what?
I don't know, man. I'm a bit like...
High maintenance.
High
maintenance. Bit snobby, you reckon?
But like, I'm not too sure.
What do you reckon? Don't talk to me vibes?
Yeah, and it's going to cost me a lot to satisfy you.
So they're all $28.
Or more. Depends. Depends on the...
So any drink that has a little umbrella in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And a lot of ice.
Ah.
Not a fan. And we're going to the toxic list, toxicity as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the toxic list of if a person's going to approach you and they have a drink in their hand, that drink is the red flag.
That's the reason why you're not talking to this person.
That's why I'm like, oh, hey, man, yeah, thanks. Okay, I move.
Hey, shawty, I got $1 million on me right now. We heading out or what? And then you see what they're drinking. You're like, you know what?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Here's one that's come through on the text line, a Vilema.
Come on, man.
Thoughts on that, Riggs?
You know what? I've had some bad days with Vilema, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to put that right there on the list as well. Obviously, someone has come on through with the Codys.
Now, here's the thing. This is why I did not include it. It's a respectable drink called Codys.
You know what? It's got me through some good times.
And the colour scheme of it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The brown with the gold.
That star.
Trim. Oh, that star makes you go, man, that's a... I'm ready to be a sheriff in that town.
I had some good days with the old honeycomb-flavoured Codys, by the way.
I can say I have not tasted that one.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Bring back, and we've said this for the last, how long that we've been on radio? Bring that 12%.
Bring back the 12s.
Come on now.
Come on, man. What you doing?
Come on.
What you doing? Someone sticks on through 42 below.
Okay.
Man, 42 below. You're drinking that straight or what?
Someone sticks through Bailey's.
Oh, Bailey's good.
Nah, you know what it is? It's the mudslide. That's the one.
That's the one, man. You're going to be on the toilet for ages with that
sliding
bad boy.
With that Mississippi all the way to Mississippi.
Man, oh, here we go. Scrumpy hands.
Oh, scrumpies.
Scrumpy hands. You know what? You can't even shake my hand because you got two scrumpies tied to your hands.
Oh, come on now.